Kent Rominger is being inducted into the 2015 U.S. Astronaut Hall of Fame on May 30th. Though he has hung up his spacesuit, he hasn't left the industry. He is now the Vice President of Strategy and Development at Orbital ATK and says Utah is crucial to space exploration.
So Utah is very important, and it goes back all the way to when the space shuttle was being developed.
Utah entered the space program in 1973 when Morton Thiokol out of Brigham City was chosen to develop the solid rocket motors that would propel the shuttle into space. He says Utah has many similarities to a valley in California that companies find appealing.
Utah as a state has worked very hard to control the budget, but also to grow economically. So certainly kind of a miniature Silicon Valley. Utah's lured in different organizations such as Adobe and made it attractive. I think we're in the top five of attractiveness to commercial companies on the incentives that the state of Utah brings for folks. So Utah's trying very hard, and I think will be a very important piece of space exploration.
He says Orbital ATK is working on some projects that will make history.
I'm very involved in the Space Launch System, SLS, which will be the super rocket that will eventually enable us to send humans to Mars. And the project is so exciting, the fact that we're developing a system that's going to wind up with blueprints on Mars in the 2030s.
Rominger first launched as a pilot of the space shuttle mission STS-73 Columbia in October 1995. And though he's originally from Colorado, he's landed in Utah with his goals still set on the stars. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Allison.